Welcome back, lovers. Today we're talking about something a little less exciting than flowers and cake, but just as important in making sure your wedding day is exactly as you envisioned. As someone who has been in the wedding industry for, I'm not going to say how many years, I don't even want to tell you how long, I have stressed the importance of systems over and over again when it comes to bringing a wedding to fruition. It's one of the first things I tell my team, and today I'm walking you through the 5 systems you need to have in your own wedding business. Couples, do not turn me off yet, because there are things you might want to ask about when you talk to your vendors before you hire them. Vendors, make sure you listen to the end, where I share 2 bonus systems that have nothing to do with client work, but every bit as important for running a successful business. Let's dive in. You're listening to Ask the Planner. I'm your host, Desiree Adams, owner of Verb Event Co., a company whose mission is to help couples enjoy planning the contemporary, sophisticated wedding they've always imagined. Together with other wedding industry experts, we reveal the crucial details and industry secrets that will help you plan and enjoy your flawless heirloom occasion. So pop your favorite champagne, because we have a wedding to plan. Hey there, lovers, all of my event pros and couples alike. We have a very special episode for you today, where we are diving into the quintessential wedding business systems toolkit. It is what every wedding vendor needs and what couples should be on the lookout for when they set out to book their wedding vendors. From the very first inquiry to the final farewell, we are unpacking the 5 systems that are absolute game changers in the wedding industry. If you've listened to the podcast before, you have probably picked up on the fact that I'm a little type A. Probably won't shock anyone listening that I have a system for everything, and I'm constantly making new systems, and I'm always telling my team, oh, we need an SOP for that. Can you make an SOP for that? We need an SOP for that. They're like, stop. But systems are so important to running a business, and so I'm always trying to make sure that our systems are in good places so that we can scale and just continue to improve. I haven't talked about this on the podcast before, so I'm excited to scratch the surface of what goes on behind the scenes with you all today. But before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a second to welcome all of our new listeners, as well as thank all of our longtime listeners for continuing to support the show. I just love meeting you all out in the wild. So if you ever see me out and about or online, please come say hi, send me a DM. Hearing from you all just helps me feel so much better when I am sitting here by myself, talking to nobody. So thank you for all of those of you who reach out and talk to me in the many places. The one thing I don't love about being a podcaster is that I don't get to connect with you. It's not a conversation. So I just don't know where you all are listening from. Are you in the car? Are you at the gym? I would just love to know. Also, are you engaged, newly engaged, engaged to be engaged? Is your wedding coming up this year? Are you planning a wedding for 2025? Are you a wedding planner or a wedding vendor? I would just love to know all of the things. And if you haven't filled out our survey yet, if you're on our email list, please do so, so that we can make sure we know who you all are, just because I just love to be able to send you things and make sure that we are sending all the right content to you and not sending you stuff that you don't even care about. A quick note for you, if you are listening to this episode in the car or at the gym or when you're cleaning the house or folding the laundry like I often do, and you want to go over it with your partner or your parents, you can find the full show notes at verveeventco.com/141. That's verveeventco.com/141. Okay, let's dig into today's episode. One last thing though, guys, before I do, my new microphone, my beautiful Shure SM7, I think is what it's called, just died on me this week. So I am on my old microphone, and I think the audio sounds fine, but if you notice it sounding different or like you can hear things that you normally don't, I'm so sorry. I plugged in my microphone USB cord into the mic, and then the little port where it goes into just fell inside the microphone. And I was like, I just got this in November. What is going on? So anyways, if you notice anything different, I apologize. I'm sending it back to Shure, but I don't know when it's going to come back. And I hope it comes back soon because I miss it. So anyways, all right, now let's go on to today's episode. First First off, let's talk about the inquiry and proposal process. Couples, when you reach out to a vendor, the way they handle your inquiry says a lot about how they will treat your wedding. A vendor with a solid system in place is like a friend who's got their act together. You all know who I'm talking about. They respond quickly, understand what you're looking for, and make you feel like you're in good hands. So, what should this process look like? Ideally, it starts with a quick response to your initial contact. This is going to look different for everyone, but ideally, you will want to respond within 24 hours and then smoothly transition into a get-to-know-you phase where you learn about your new couple's vision. Depending on your service, it's also important to get a handle on what your couple is looking for before you even send over the quote. So really quickly, I think this is like a little hint slash secret that I have is when somebody submits an inquiry form via our website, they automatically get a response acknowledging that we received it. So if you are my vendors who are listening and you don't have an auto response that says, hey, thank you so much, we received your inquiry, we're going to respond back within whatever you want, 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it is. Just doing that little thing that acknowledges that you received their inquiry, I think already puts you closer to the top because you actually, your couple actually knows that you got it and they already have something to go with it when you respond. I can even say like, check out our blog or check out our Instagram while you're waiting to hear back from us. Like just give them something. Anyways, moving on. Next up on your list, after you have received their inquiry or responded automatically, is you will want to either schedule a call with your potential couple to get to know them, or you can just move right to the proposal phase. Because of the personal nature of what we do and how expensive we are, we always schedule a call with our potential couples. We use Dubsado, which has an amazing scheduling feature that allows our couples to book time on our calendar directly without having to go back and forth regarding availability. It's also automated, so it sends an email confirmation and reminders to hopefully prevent last minute cancellations. It's all in there in the system so that when they book their appointment, it tells them the Zoom link, it tells them what time, it shows them a link to reconfirm or to cancel or to reschedule. So, and then also I have it set up so that it sends them reminders for when our call is going to be so that they don't flake on me. Usually they don't, but sometimes they do. Okay. Assuming the couple is a good fit, next you'll want to send a detailed, personalized proposal that outlines how you can bring their dream wedding to life with clear pricing, services, and what makes you the right choice for them. This document or private webpage or whatever you want to use is crucial. It is where expectations are set and transparency is key. As a couple, you should feel like you fully understand what you are getting when you receive this document. So vendors, when you are sending this or when you're having your phone call with them, make sure you are very explicit, very clear, not in a mean way, but just, you know, answering all of the questions, setting the right expectations so that you know everyone is on the same page. I highly recommend taking the time to map out template responses and forms right from the start. We do all of this in Dubsado, which is our CRM. It's not what we use for our planning, but we use it for all of our inquiries, our payments, our contracts, onboarding, offboarding, etc. While we still tailor every email to be unique and personalized to each inquiry and each step in the inquiry process, we do make templates that give us a place to start. So if they haven't filled out their form, or they did fill out their form, or if they're maybe lower in budget and maybe not a good fit, like we have all of these different examples of responses that we can use to respond to them based on their questions so that we're not having to reinvent the wheel every single time. If you don't use Dubsado or you don't have something like it, like HoneyBook, etc., I'm going to link to a blog post in my show notes for today's episode that tells you more about how we use Dubsado to assist with our own wedding processes. It is amazing. It also talks about why I switched from HoneyBook to Dubsado, in case any of you planners are out there considering making the switch. If you haven't signed up yet for Dubsado and you're curious about learning more or you don't have a CRM, you can use the code Desiree, that's D-E-S-I-R-E-E, when you sign up for a trial, and then you will get 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado. So again, that's D-E-S-I-R-E-E. And if you don't know what the word is that I'm saying, it's called Dubsado, which is D-U-B-S-A-D-O. And I'm obviously will link to it in the show notes as well. Obviously, you don't have to use Dubsado. I've definitely done a lot of research on all the different programs out there, and we love it. But make sure you just have something that helps you with your processes. The next process we have to talk about is the onboarding process. This system kicks off after you've paid your first deposit or the vendor has received your first deposit, the couple has signed the contract with the vendor, and now it's time to onboard the couple. It is the first step in what should be an exciting collaboration that sets the tone for everything that's following. For couples, this is the moment to soak in the excitement of having chosen a vendor to bring your wedding vision to life. It's also when you'll get a clear picture of what working with this vendor is going to look like. You should expect to receive a detailed overview of the process, what is expected from you, and what you can expect from your vendors. I always go through this in the sales call or our welcome call with our couples, but it's also good to reiterate that here. It is the vendor's job to ensure that there are no uncertainties or questions left about the next steps when you are doing your onboarding process. Vendors, your onboarding process is a golden opportunity to reinforce to your couples why they chose you and why they made a good decision. It should be structured to not only inform, but also excite them and reassure the client. This might include a welcome packet, either as something digital or physical, that outlines the journey ahead. It introduces your team. It provides a roadmap of key milestones and decisions. Communication is key during onboarding, making sure your clients know how and when to reach you and introduce them to any platforms or tools you will be using to manage their wedding planning process. This is also the perfect time to set clear expectations about response times and how the planning will progress. Of course, adding a personal touch or a small surprise can make all the difference in the onboarding experience, whether it's a handwritten note, a small gift related to their wedding, or a celebratory bottle of champagne. These gestures show your clients that they are valued and appreciated. At my wedding planning company, Verve, we also send our couples a welcome gift that thanks them for trusting us with their wedding. If you need ideas of people to put together your welcome gifts, we highly recommend Alexandra from Lavender and Pine. She was previously on the podcast for episode 47, where we talked about wedding gifting. We used to do our own welcome gifts way back in the day, but I spent so much time going back and forth, ordering things from Amazon, sourcing all of the boxes, all of the tissue, going to the post office, addressing everything. It was so annoying and took up so much of my time. So then I decided to outsource it to Alexandra, and I have never looked back, and it was amazing. But going back to the onboarding process, there's also multiple steps in your onboarding process. So first, they sign the contract. Great. What happens then? Next, you receive the deposit. What happens then? Next, you schedule a call to do your kickoff or whatever that is. Like, what happens during that kickoff? Do you send them a welcome packet? Do you send them, you know, and what do you go through in this first call that sets boundaries, expectations, communication, all of those things? So even though I'm saying that there's one system, this is the onboarding system, there's multiple steps in this system, if that makes sense. Okay. The next system we have is client experience. Other than the actual wedding day, this is what you, the couple, are paying this vendor for. And this is vendors, this is what you are doing to service the couple. And this whole client experience is a big reason why some vendors charge $1,000 for the same service that other vendors charge $10,000. It's basically like the entire experience and what they're getting and what they're paying for. And while we might take this a little more seriously as wedding planners, this isn't just about being organized. Having a solid client experience system and workflow in place is critical to ensuring every couple feels supported and understood throughout their planning journey. When reaching out to vendors, couples should ask about the systems they use to manage projects. Is it a series of checklists? Do you guys have regular meetings or calls? Are there regular checkpoints throughout the planning process? Do you have online planning tools? Knowing all of this upfront can give you a glimpse into how the planning process will unfold or how the couple is going to experience working with you. So if you have this really well mapped out, when the couple asks you about this, that you can feel really confident about your system. So if you don't feel confident about your systems and how you are going to service the couple, then this is the time to work on it. In my opinion, transparency is key. Vendors, you should be upfront about how much involvement is needed from the couple. Are you the type to take the reins and check in with big decisions only, or do you prefer a more collaborative approach with tasks and decisions shared along the way? This clarity helps set expectations and ensures that couples know what they are signing up for. The other thing to consider is communication style and frequency, which plays a massive role in the client experience. Vendors should outline how often couples can expect updates and through what channels, be it email, phone calls, a planning app. Consistent communication not only keeps the couple in the loop, but also builds trust and reduces stress. And it also sets boundaries, has clear communications, because then you know all of the information that you are going to be receiving from the vendor is going to be either through email or their app, and you're not looking for information in like five different places. Like, are you willing to receive messages from them on Instagram? Are you allowed to call them or text them? Like, what is the process and what are the boundaries that you have in place so that everyone knows the right way to communicate? I'm not great at texting. My friends know this. I have like 97 unread. I mean, they're all read, but it's like, you know, stupid things. So people know, don't text me. I will not get back to you if it's a timely thing. Okay. Moreover, vendors should emphasize the importance of a consistent experience for all clients. No matter how busy the season gets, every couple should feel like they're the only ones getting married. This means that having a system that guarantees the same level of attention, detail, and care to every event, regardless of its size or budget. For couples that are listening right now, don't hesitate to ask your vendors about the nitty-gritty of their client experience systems. How are they going to ensure that your wedding gets the attention that it deserves? What steps do they take to make the planning process smooth and enjoyable for you? Do they have any checks and balances? How do they make sure that they remember to do everything that they're supposed to be doing for your wedding? Next, when it comes to the wedding day itself, having a bulletproof system in place is what separates good vendors from great ones. This is the day when all the planning, decisions, and dreams come to life. And let me tell you, it's as crucial for vendors to have all of their ducks in a row as it is for couples to feel confident in those handling their big day. Couples, this is your moment to dive deep and ask your vendors about their wedding day protocols. How do they ensure everything goes off without a hitch? It's not just about having a plan B, C, and even a D. From timelines to contingency plans for unexpected weather to how they coordinate with other vendors, understanding their approach can give you an immense peace of mind. Vendors, your wedding day execution system is your blueprint for success. It should detail everything from setup times, roles and responsibilities of your team, to how communication flows throughout the day. Having a checklist or a timeline that you share with your couple and other vendors can synchronize efforts, ensuring that everyone is on the same page. But it's not just about the logistics. Vendors should also communicate how they plan to deliver the experience and the deliverables promise. Whether it's ensuring the photographer captures those must-have shots, the caterer serves dinner on time, or the DJ plays the right songs at the right time, it's these details that make a wedding memorable for good or for bad. In our humble opinion, consistency is key. Regardless of how busy your season is, every couple deserves to feel like their wedding is the only one that matters. And this means having systems that allow you to replicate success wedding after wedding after wedding. Before we move on to the final system you need to have, I need to take a quick break and tell you about the master organizer we have inside our shop. Whether you are a DIY bride or a wedding planner, we have created a bundle of spreadsheets that we use to keep track of every single detail of the wedding day, from the rental inventory to your wedding day production schedule. This workbook of spreadsheets is an absolute must for a smooth wedding day. And it literally, when planners see it, they're like, oh my gosh, I've been looking for this. When couples see it, they're like, I had this clarity call with someone and they're like, I've done all this stuff, but now I don't know what to do with my wedding planning. And I was like, oh, do you have something that maps out this for your wedding? Nope. Do you have something that maps out this for your wedding? Nope. What about this information that you need to send to your vendors for the wedding day? Do you have this? No. Okay. Purchase our master organizer. It literally has spreadsheets for all of these different things that you and I are talking about right now. And she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it's exactly what I needed. Yes. This is literally why we decided to sell this in our template shop, because we use it for our own weddings and we just felt like we needed to share it with the world, because it really helps ensure that all of your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, and you haven't forgotten anything. So if you want to get this from the template shop, you can use the code PODCAST10 for 10% off your entire cart. So again, let's use PODCAST10 for checkout when you check out, and it's at shop.verveeventco.com. Okay, lastly, let's talk about the fifth system that every wedding vendor needs to have. Let's face it, managing the financials is a big part of the wedding planning process. This aspect, while not as glamorous as dress shopping or cake tasting, is fundamental in keeping everything on track and transparent for both couples and vendors. Couples, you absolutely have the right and should feel empowered to ask detailed questions about the payment schedule, the modes of payment accepted, and how you will be notified of due payments. This way, you can avoid any surprises or last-minute scrambles. For vendors that are listening, having a robust system for managing payments and invoicing is non-negotiable. It's not just about ensuring you get paid on time, it's about professionalism and providing a smooth experience for your couples. Using something like Dubsado, which is what we use, automates much of this process. Automated invoicing, guys, is a game changer. We use it because it sends automatic payment reminders to tell people that their payment is coming up, and it sends reminders that the payment is due. It sends a thing that says like your payment has been paid for. It has, you know, email templates for how to send everything. Tracking payments, updating them in your system is a pain in the butt, guys. And I used to spend so much time doing this because I did it manually, and I would take all of the checks, I would deposit them, and I would update my spreadsheet, and it was just such a pain in the butt. So that's why we switched to Dubsado, because I wanted a way for my clients to be able to pay me online if they wanted to. Plus, Dubsado is great because it keeps everything documented and is easy to reference for both parties. Finally, I also liked Dubsado because it has like a one-time fee. So we aren't able to accept credit cards, but people can pay online. And the fee that they charge is very minimal compared to what some other the payment processing apps use. And also, guys, for my planners and vendors that are listening, sorry, couples, Venmo is not a form of payment because technically it violates their user service agreement. So if you have an accountant, they will probably tell you do not use Venmo to accept payments from your clients. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, moving on. It is also crucial for vendors to communicate clearly about their payment policies. This includes cancellation policies, refund terms, and what happens if there's a change in the scope of work, if payments are late, etc. Transparency here builds trust and prevents misunderstandings down the line. Okay, guys, we have covered a lot when it comes to the five systems we believe all wedding vendors need to have, including what couples should consider and should be asking about. So now let's dive deeper into two systems that I believe that all vendors should have in their toolbox, but couples might not care about as much. First, offboarding. Offboarding might not be the first thing on your mind during the wedding planning process, but for vendors, it's an important step in wrapping up our collaboration in a way that feels complete and satisfactory for both parties. While every vendor is different, consider having a final wrap-up meeting or communication. This is where you can go over any post-wedding tasks, finalize outstanding payments, and ensure all deliverables have been received and are there to your couple's satisfaction. It's also a time to discuss any loose ends and how they will be tied up. One key element of offboarding also is the request for reviews. Feedback is invaluable from vendors. It also helps us understand what we did well and where we can improve. Plus, positive reviews are gold for attracting future couples. Your couples are busy enjoying married life, so don't be afraid to send a follow-up email or two or three with direct links to review sites to make it easier. Finally, offboarding is an opportunity for vendors to express gratitude. A simple thank you note, a small parting gift, or even a personalized video message can leave a lasting impression. It's our way of saying we truly appreciate the opportunity to be a part of your special day and wish you all the best as you start this new chapter. So our offboarding process actually starts before the wedding, and we give our couples a thank you gift. And then before, you know, right after the wedding, so actually right before the wedding, I draft a thank you email that I have from a template, and I already put all of the vendors in there, so I'm not doing it when I have had like 2 hours of sleep the day after the wedding. But anyways, I draft the email in my inbox, and then the day after the wedding, I send a thank you email to my couples and a thank you email to all of my vendors. I still personalize it with like, this is what's so amazing and this is what everybody said and it was so awesome. But that way you're not running on 2 hours of sleep and being like, crap, I need to send a thank you email. I don't even know what to say. So have a system and a template for that. Okay, finally, our last system may be the most important, but last but not least, you need to have a process for marketing your business. With my wedding planning company, Verve Event Co., we focus primarily on Instagram, blogging for SEO, Pinterest, email marketing, and of course, this podcast. You don't have to start with everything at once and try to do the same things that we do, but you do need to decide where you want to focus on getting clients and commit to it. I know Instagram can seem like the most attractive place for wedding pros. After all, we have a lot of footage and beautiful photos, but I recommend diversifying your marketing efforts to at least one other platform too, which is why in the beginning we did blogging and Pinterest. We also had social media, of course. Once you've decided where you want to commit, put it in your schedule or project management software so that it actually gets done. Get as micro as you need to and loop your team in if they will be helping you. For example, we use Asana for all of our marketing tasks, and this podcast alone, just this very episode, has 15 different to-do items that are then assigned to our podcast editor, my podcast manager, our social media assistant, and then me. We have tasks like writing the script, recording, editing, publishing, writing show notes, writing the blog post for the show notes, promoting the episode on social media, updating all of our guests, sending them the artwork, etc. While you might not have a podcast, think about all the steps that do go into the marketing efforts you make and break it down if that's helpful for you and your team. Oh, and by the way, if having a podcast is something that you want to do, head to verbeventco.com/start-a-podcast, where I share the exact equipment I use and a few tips for making your recordings as impactful as possible. Okay, and just like that, we have wrapped up another episode filled with 5 systems, actually 7, that every wedding vendor needs to have to execute gorgeous weddings every single time. For our wonderful couples that still decided to listen all the way through, you can absolutely ask about this before you decide to book your vendors. For my planners that are listening, if you want help getting your systems in place, you can book my 90-day wedding planner coaching and mentorship, and we can tackle your systems together. And trust me, I would love to do that because I love systems. Before we sign off, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. Your support means the world to me, and I hope that our journey together brings a little more joy and inspiration and less stress into your wedding planning process. Whether you're listening in your car, at the gym, or while sharing a quiet moment with your partner, remember that this journey is all about celebrating love in its most authentic forms. For my vendors who are listening out there, I have you, I see you, I'm here cheering you on. It's a hard life being in the wedding industry, and I feel like lately I've been kind of overwhelmed with all of the things going on at the same time. So having systems in place is really going to help you feel better about yourself and all of the work that you have to do. If you all have questions about what I talked about today, send me a DM or leave it in your review on Apple Podcasts. Leave a voicemail on our wedding planning hotline at 585-210-3467. And now that brings us today's review of the day, which is from Emmy Sir, who writes, 5 stars, wonderful, exclamation point. Desiree has such a fun, organized, and beautiful eye when it comes to weddings. I know she would never steer me wrong, from wedding etiquette, vendor relationships, to tablescapes and personal little touches. She makes wedding planning seem manageable and fun. These podcasts break down so many of her ideas in digestible snippets. Yay! Lovers, it could be so awesome like Emmy. Please don't forget to leave a review for the podcast. Share it with another couple. Take a picture of you listening to it in your car. Tag me on Instagram at Ask the Planner Podcast. We love hearing from all of our lovers. Reviews and shares are so helpful to us podcasters get found, because we cannot compete with those giant companies that have like lots of ad dollars and all the things. But we're doing it. We're doing it. Guys, I also just saw this week, I saw that our podcast hit 9,500 downloads in 1 month, which is just like huge. I know we are so close to hitting 10,000 downloads in 1 month, and I'm so excited. And that's thanks to you. So guys, thank you so much for helping us get there, because I am so excited. If you are not sure what to write in your review, let me know where you're listening from, drop some emojis, submit a question for our Never Have I Ever segment, or suggest a topic or a guest for a future episode. If you don't know what to write, you can answer this week's question of the week, which is, what system do you know you need to work on in your business, or which one are you going to prioritize first and need help with the most? Thank you all. Have an amazing week. Hopefully it's starting to warm up where you are living. It was super cold last week, and we had a gala this past weekend, and it was really, really windy. But everything was beautiful, but it was just kind of windy. And it was the Masters, and it was so cute, and I just love the designs. So hopefully you checked us out in our stories on Instagram. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will be back next week with an amazing episode that I can't wait for you all to hear. Thank you so much for listening to Ask the Planner. To make sure you enjoy planning your heirloom occasion, visit asktheplannerpodcast.com, where you'll find show notes and ways to connect with me. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you hit subscribe and please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so other couples can find the show and plan their flawless wedding just like you.